Good morning. I am now calling to order the meeting of the Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee for June 11th, 2026. Klaus, can you please take roll?
Chair Carvalho.
Here.
Vice Chair Brager.
Here.
Regent Fernandez.
Present.
Regent Goycochea. Regent Goodman.
Here.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Before beginning, we take a moment to recognize that here in Nevada, we stand on the land of the Washishu, Washoe, Numu, Northern Paiute, Nui, Western Shoshone, and Nuu, Southern Paiute. We take a moment to recognize and honor their stewardship that continues into today. With this recognition, we state an intention to rightfully include their voice and respect them as the 27 sovereign tribal nations of Nevada. Before moving on to public comment, I do want to note that item number 5, water rights lease agreement for Truckee Meadows Water Authority with UNR, has been withdrawn at the request of President Sandoval. I'll now move on to public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 992-8475-3091 and passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Las Vegas?
There's no public comment in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Any public comment here at UNR? Looks like we do have public comment.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. My name is Bob Lucy. I am the chairman of the Durrell Academy in Northern Nevada. I'm here in front of you today to speak on item number 4 that will be in front of you in regards to a potential ground lease with UNR on the UNR field campus out on Main Street. I'm sorry. I can't even get where I'm understanding there. What I want to speak to today is a potential vision and what we're working on with UNR in a partnership that is going to be visionary and unique, not only to Nevada and our region, but to the Western United States. What we're proposing is a vision that my Principal Angela Orr, and my board have been working on for over a year now, to establish what we believe is a true nexus for not only students in primary school and high school, but to move on into graduate level and upper education in a way that they're prepared to develop those skills as they move into the university system. And with that, we just really focus on how we grow our students in our community. And with, as a public charter school here in the state of Nevada, we focus around really trying to excel with the limited resources that we have, with the ability to work with the university and the state of Nevada to really further that education for those students is really our goal and has been our mission at Durrell Academy in Northern Nevada. And we feel that this item that's going to be in front of you today, we hope that you consider that with extreme understanding that this is going to be beneficial for our region and our students. As we see today in our public education system, that children today don't always have the best options in regards to education. And as our economic growth continues in our area and our region continues to look for more educated workforce, these types of programs are going to be monumental in the change for those students. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And we hopefully you will support our item today. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, Regents. My name is Angela Orr. I'm currently the principal of Durrell Academy of Northern Nevada, and I am very excited about the potential partnership with UNR to build a new world-class K-12 school one day. And so I think that One of the most exciting aspects of this potential partnership is that we would be working with world-class businesses in our community, as well as the university, to prepare our next generation. A lab school is something that you might not be completely familiar with, but they are institutions of great notoriety in the university space. There are only a few great lab schools across the United States, and most of those are actually private schools. So one thing that we are most excited about is creating a lab school that brings synergy between the university and public education, but that is a public school that students from any zip code can come to and receive an excellent education. So we're very excited to move forward with this project. We have lots of community partners that are thrilled to be a part of this, and we look forward to hearing your insights today. Thank you.
Thank you. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
No callers at this time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'll now close public comment and move to item number 2, consent items. I'll open up the floor for any questions, comments, or motion.
I'd make a motion to accept all the consent items if there's no comments or changes.
Thank you, Regent Brager, for the motion, and a second from Regent Gokachia. Any other discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Item number 3, resolution gift of real estate and naming requests for UNR. And for this, I will turn it to President Brian Sandoval.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Excuse me. Vice Chair Brager, members of the committee, Chancellor, and colleagues. For the record, my name is Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. I'm pleased to bring forward a remarkable philanthropic opportunity that advances 2 institutional priorities at once: expanding Nevada's workforce pipeline of licensed healthcare professionals and securing dedicated, permanent instructional space for one of the university's newest graduate programs. The item before you is the proposed gift of acceptance of the real property located at 634 Ryland Street in Reno, Nevada, and the associated naming request for the John Iliescu Physical Therapy Building. Donor Sonia Iliescu, who is Dr. Iliescu's widow, has proposed a gift to house the new Doctor of Physical Therapy program within the School of Public Health. On March 30, 2026, the Gift Acceptance and Acquisition Committee of the Board of Trustees of the University Foundation formally authorized a resolution to transfer the property from the foundation to the Nevada System of Higher Education on behalf of the University of Nevada, Reno. The property is strategically located approximately 1.5 miles from our main campus from where we're standing here, and only a half mile from renowned Regional Medical Center, our primary clinical partner. The parcel consists of approximately 26,781 square feet, to be precise, or roughly 0.615 acre, and contains a single-story commercial building of approximately 12,525 square feet, constructed in 1987, along with a gated parking lot offering approximately 45 spaces. It is an ideal footprint for clinical and instructional use. The university has completed appropriate due diligence. A phase 1 environmental site assessment revealed no evidence of recognized environmental conditions in connection with the property. The report identifies a vapor encroachment condition associated with a regional groundwater plume monitored quarterly by the Central Truckee Meadows Remediation District, but expressly concludes that this does not constitute a recognized environmental condition and that no longer further environmental investigation is warranted. That was a big mouthful, but I got it out. In other words, it's okay. Beyond the gift of the building itself, Mrs. Iliescu has committed an additional $1 million in cash to fund immediate building system repairs and renovations, funds that would otherwise require university resources. So in summary, the university will acquire a fit 12,525 square foot commercial building at no cost and secures a permanent dedicated facility for the Doctor of Physical Therapy program. This is a remarkable benefit to the institution and to the state of Nevada. Strategically, the John Iliescu Physical Therapy Building will expand Nevada's pipeline of licensed physical therapists, a workforce need that is substantial and persistent, and will provide our students with dedicated clinical and instructional space within walking distance of Renown. Without this gift, the university would need to lease commercial space for the program, increasing operating costs, and of course, forfeiting the $1 million gift in funding which is designated for the repairs of the building. In recognition of this significant contribution and in memory of her husband's medical legacy, Mrs. Iliescu has requested that the building be named the John Iliescu Physical Therapy Building. A gift naming agreement has been prepared by foundation staff, approved by the university, and is before you today, contingent upon the entire board's approval. This is a time-sensitive opportunity. The donor has pledged the gift now. The property is vacant and ready for occupancy, and the School of Public Health is seeking immediate instructional space for the Doctor of Physical Therapy program. Acting now allows us to move the program into a permanent home without interim leasing costs. Therefore, Chair Carvalho, members of the committee of the university, respectfully requests Board of Regents or committee approval of, first, the John Iliescu Physical Therapy Building naming agreement, and second, the resolution approving the deed transfer of the real property located at 634 Ryland Street in Reno on Washoe County Assessor Parcel Number 013-013-31 from the University of Nevada Reno Foundation to the Nevada System of Higher Education on behalf of the University of Nevada Reno. We further request that the Chancellor or his designee be granted authority to execute the transfer deed, to review and approve environmental condition reports, and to sign any non-material amendments or ancillary documents required to finalize the transfer. All such documents will be reviewed and approved by the Chancellor and NSHE Chief General Counsel to ensure alignment with the terms approved by the Board. Thank you very much for your consideration and welcome any questions you may have. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, President Sandoval. I have a question from Regent Brager.
Thank you so much. Susan Brager, for the record. How amazing the $1 million in cash for any and all repairs or anything that might need. Do you know, in looking at the building and surveying it, if you think there could be more additional cost to something like that? That's probably a tough way to be able to answer unless you really get into it, but...
So, Madam Chair, to you and through you to the Vice Chair, my understanding is that $1 million will cover the cost of getting that building to where it needs to be so that it can be fully occupied and operational.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Regent Kwikachia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And like they say, never look a gift horse in the mouth, but it's nice when he has a vet bill with it. Thank you.
Now, Madam Chair, to you and through you to Regent Kwikachia, never look a good horse, gift horse in the mouth, especially when all the teeth are gold. So,
if there's no more, motion for acceptance.
Thank you for that motion, Regent Brager. Where I would assume your motion includes both the property and the
yes.
gift.
Yes, yeah. All that was stated at the podium.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you for that second, Regent Kwikachia. So I'll open it up to any other discussion. I do just want to say thank you very much to Dr. Iliescu's family and his wife for this generous gift. It's very much appreciated by our board, and I know that President Sandoval, you're very excited about this too.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair Carvalho, and I should have mentioned this in my remarks, but I think I've talked to you, some of you, in our meetings, but Dr. Iliescu was truly a pillar of this community and somebody that was incredibly well respected and somebody who was very philanthropic during his lifetime. And so we couldn't be more proud of the gift, but especially the naming of that building in his honor.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you. So at this time, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. Item number 4, ground lease agreements, Doral Academy of Northern Nevada and Sierra Surf Soccer Club, and affiliation agreement for Doral Academy of Northern Nevada for the University of Nevada, Reno. Before I go to that, I did just want to make a quick disclosure. Pursuant to NRS 281A, I am disclosing that I serve as ENSHE's representative on the State Board of Education with Principal of Doral Academy, Ms. Angela Orr. I believe that the independence of judgment of a reasonable person in my situation would not be materially affected by the information presented in item number 4, and I will be voting on this matter. Thank you. President Sandoval.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Brager, members of the committee, Chancellor, and colleagues. For the record, my name is Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. I'm pleased to bring forward an item that activates a long-dormant parcel at our main station field laboratory in a way that generates new revenue for the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources, advances student success and workforce priorities, and preserves university ownership of the land. As you may recall, at the December 4th, 2020 Board of Regents meeting, this board approved a Main Station Field Laboratory policy statement that protects approximately 762 acres adjacent to the Truckee River from sale, development, or incompatible use. The parcel before you today was intentionally excluded from that policy statement. It was, at the time, identified as potentially available for sale. Rather than sell this parcel, the university has identified a superior path. Two ground leases totaling up to 40 acres on a portion of Assessor's Parcel 021-030-14, coupled with an affiliation agreement with one of the lessees. This approach generates new income for Kabner, retains land ownership for future university use at lease termination, and is compatible with Main Station Field Lab operations. The parcel boundaries are still to be finalized, but will not exceed 40 acres in total. The first ground lease is with Doral Academy of Northern Nevada, a public charter school under the Nevada State Public Charter School Authority. Doral Academy will construct a high school facility on up to 25 acres. The lease provides a 180-day due diligence period, a 20-year initial term, and a 3 10-year options to extend. Rent is $75,000 annually plus 2% annual increases, commencing upon certificate of occupancy, estimated between August 2028 and August 2029. Construction must begin by August 31st, 2028 and be complete by August 31st of 2029. And importantly, at the expiration of the lease, all buildings and improvements transfer to the university at no expense to the university. The second ground lease is with Sierra Surf Soccer Club, a Nevada 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Sierra Surf will develop a natural grass soccer complex of up to 8 full-size fields on up to 15 acres with limited support services, including parking and restrooms. The site will become the official home of the Sierra Surf while serving the broader Northern Nevada soccer and recreation community. The lease term is 10 years with 2 5-year options to extend. Rent is $4,000 monthly plus a 5% operational revenue share annually with 3% compounded annual increases on the base rent. Rent commences upon field completion no later than July 1, 2027. As with the Doral lease, all improvements transfer to the university at expiration at no expense to the institution. Partial consideration of the Doral Academy lease takes the form of an affiliation agreement that focuses on the collaborative relationship between the university and Doral Academy. The agreement formalizes research opportunities through our College of Education and Human Development, creates dual enrollment college credit pathways for Doral students, engages university faculty across multiple colleges, and enables cross-functional facility uses. The agreement is non-exclusive, effective in perpetuity, and terminable by either party for cause with 60 days notice or without cause with 6 months notice. Taken together, these three agreements deliver meaningful value. Initial annual gross rental income is projected at $123,000 once both improvements are complete, with the Sierra Surf revenue sharing component expected to grow over the term. The land is currently vacant. The proposed uses would not be disruptive to Main Station Field Lab operations and both prospective lessees are ready to commit, as you heard today. The community benefit is also real, particularly given the well-documented shortage of soccer fields in the Reno Sparks area. Therefore, Chair Carvalho and members of the committee, the university respectfully requests Board of Regents approval of the two ground lease agreements, one with Doral Academy of Northern Nevada and one with Sierra Surf Soccer Club, and the affiliation agreement with Doral Academy of Northern Nevada. We further request that the Chancellor be granted authority to execute these agreements, any non-material or corrective amendments, and any ancillary documents required to implement them. All such amendments and ancillary documents will be reviewed and approved by the Chancellor and the NC Chief General Counsel, or at the request of NC Chief General Counsel's Chief Counsel's request, NC Special Real Property Counsel, to confirm alignment with the terms approved by this board. So I know that was a lot, but we really wanted to have a detailed record on this, Madam Chair. So happy to respond to any questions, and I appreciate your time and consideration.
Thank you, President Sandoval. Regent Prager.
I might have missed it when I read any of the backup. Will there be fees for them to play on the fields? Or because they're part of it, there's none?
Yeah, Madam Chair, to Regent Brager, I do not know what the arrangement is between Sierra Surf Soccer Club and their leagues. I would imagine, if they have leagues, that there's probably some type of
would that come back to the system?
It would not. That's
okay.
A private arrangement
that's
between
no,
Sierra
that's
Surf
fine.
Soccer Club and the people who use the fields.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not sure if there's anyone in the audience that wanted to add anything to that. Looks like we have somebody coming forward quickly.
Phone and a friend, Madam Chair.
Chair, committee, Troy Miller, Assistant Vice President of Community and Real Estate for the University of Nevada. The question was Sierra Surf. Is there fees that will be charged to use the facilities? Yes, there will be in compatibility with both their club as well as visiting clubs and tournaments and that side of things. We do get 5% of the gross revenues in addition to rents.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. I appreciate that. Any other questions or comments? Regent Gokachia.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. And President Sandoval, and probably just because of agenda item 5, but I'm assuming that this 40 acres on the main station is in fact water righted. Is there a requirement for some of those water rights to be transferred, especially when we're talking about a 15 acre soccer field?
Yeah. Madam Chair, to you and through you, and I'll, if I'm wrong, Troy can correct me, but there are no water rights that are part of this agreement.
Okay, it's up to them to get their water to wet the field. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? So there are three agreements, as President Sandoval outlined for us. I'll entertain a motion for all three or individually, however.
I'd make a motion for the complete package of what was described today for approval.
Thank you, Regent Brager. So I have a motion from Regent Brager to approve all of the agreements as outlined by President Sandoval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. From Regent Goodman. Thank you so very much. At this time, I will ask if there are any other comments or discussion. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, President Sandoval. Item 5 has been withdrawn. Item number 6, tri-party agreement and lease agreement for Eureka Early Learning Center for the University of Nevada, Reno. President Sandoval.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Brager, and members of the committee, Chancellor, and colleagues. For the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno, and we bring for you an item that is in the hometown of Regent Gokachia, but I'm sure he's very familiar with it. I'm pleased to bring forward a strategically important partnership that will establish a permanent University of Nevada, Reno extension presence in Eureka County, delivered through a three-party collaboration that leverages existing county-held funds to secure 30 years of facility access at no recurring rent to the university. By way of background, the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows is currently constructing the Eureka Early Learning Center at 5 Whistler Street in Eureka, Nevada. This purpose-built facility will serve as the community's first licensed child care operation. University of Nevada, Reno Extension proposes to partner with the Boys and Girls Club and Eureka County to secure dedicated instructional and office space within the new facility. The proposed transaction involves two related agreements that work together. The first is a tri-party agreement among the University of Nevada, Reno Extension, Eureka County, and the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows. Under this agreement, Eureka County will transfer $750,000, funds currently held by the county and designated for the benefit of the University of Nevada, Reno Extension programs under NRS 549, to the Boys and Girls Club to offset construction costs. In exchange, the Boys and Girls Club commits to providing long-term facility space for University of Nevada, Reno Extension. The second is a lease agreement between the University of Nevada, Reno Extension and the Boys and Girls Club establishing a 30-year lease for approximately 1,400 square feet of dedicated instructional and office space, plus use of an additional community instructional room. No rent is charged for the duration of the 30-year term in recognition of the $750,000 upfront capital contribution provided by the county. The university will be responsible only for its proportionate share of actual utility costs. Important institutional protections are built into the structure. Under the tri-party agreement, the Boys and Girls Club must return the $750,000 to Eureka County if the lease agreement is not executed within 120 days of the tri-party agreement's effective date. If the building is not substantially complete and available for occupancy by January 1, 2027, or if the funds are misapplied. The lease agreement is also subordinate to the ground lease dated October 16, 2025, between the Boys and Girls Club and Eureka County. Strategically, this agreement secures 30 years of dedicated programming and administrative space in Eureka County for delivery of University of Nevada, Reno Cooperative Extension programs in agriculture, community development, health and nutrition, horticulture, personal and family development, and natural resources. As the original land-grant institution, extending research-based knowledge to local communities is central to our mission. The timing is appropriate. Construction and planning of the facility are actively underway. Extension programming funds are available now, and extension requires updated facilities to expand its educational programming in Eureka County. Therefore, Chair Carvalho, members of the committee, the university is respectfully requests Board of Regents approval or committee approval of the tri-party agreement among University of Nevada, Reno Extension, the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows and Eureka County, and the separate lease agreement between the University of Nevada, Reno Extension and the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows. We further request the Chancellor be granted authority to execute these agreements. I don't know if you need all that language, but I'll adopt the language that we used last time in terms of having proper legal and chancellor review, subject to chancellor and legal review by the Nevada System of Higher Education. With that, Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for your consideration. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, President Sandoval. I'll open it up. Yes, Regent Brager?
Susan Brager, it's really not. I just want to say I love the child care portion of that because I chair a committee for the governor, and we're going to bring some legislation because we're such a desert when it comes to that, and people can't go to work. So I love when industry and businesses come together and make sure that people can go to work because there's a place for their children that aren't in school yet. So thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Vice Chair Brager. And this is part of the essence of what cooperative extension does and brings these types of critical services to some of the rural counties that may not otherwise have those resources. This is a really, really important agreement and operation to Eureka County.
Thank you. Regent Goycochea.
Yes, thank you. And I'm completely in support of this. Again, there's no licensed child care center in Eureka County. I mean, a lot of grandmas taken care of, but there's some people falling through the cracks. So it's I was in the legislature when we actually supported Truckee Meadows Boys and Girls Club with some funding to go to Eureka. And the other side of it is clearly Cooperative Extension is in a rented facility now, so it's a save. So appreciate that.
No, thank you, Madam Chair. Regent Gokachia, it is one of those win-win-wins. It's just a fact. I love when these opportunities come before the board.
Thank you. So at this time, I will ask for a motion.
I will make that motion to approve the agreement and also authorize the Chancellor to sign it.
Thank you. Regent Gokachia move to approve both the tri-party agreement and the lease agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Regent Goodman.
Thank you, Regent Goodman. Any other discussion? I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee.
All right, item number 7, authorization to purchase real property at 555 Reactor Way in Reno for Truckee Meadows Community College. President Alexander.
Good morning, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Brager, and members of the Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee, and colleagues. My name is Jeffrey Alexander, President of Truckee Meadows Community College, for the record. I come before you today to request the following items. First, your approval to purchase 1.69 acres of real property and improvements located at 555 Reactor Way in Reno, Nevada, for a purchase price of $6.9 million, and to adopt the seller's construction grant agreement, which will transfer the seller's $1.2 million construction grant to TMCC. We further request your approval of the $6.9 million bond and repayment plan, and to authorize the Chancellor or his designee to approve and execute all further documents and actions necessary to complete the purchase and financing. Many of you will recall the information item that I brought before the full board last December when I outlined our intent to pursue this property. This facility has outstanding capacity for three of our fastest growing programs: advanced manufacturing, construction management, and our School of Architecture. I am pleased to report that our due diligence is thorough and complete. Our financing plan is structured, and we have the support of NG's real estate team, and the seller's board has voted to accept our offer, and furthermore, we are ready to move forward with your approval. If so, TMCC will work with the Chancellor's office to finalize the purchase and financing, which targets a closing date of August 31, 2026. This investment will allow TMCC to expand high-demand, revenue-generating programs, meet the growing training needs of area employers, and signal to prospective firms that TMCC is ready to meet Northern Nevada's future workforce needs. Thank you, Chair Carvalho. I am happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, President Alexander. I'll open it to regents on the committee. No? Okay. I want to say this is an exciting addition for Truckee Meadows Community College. I just heard this morning that it will greatly increase the number of students that can be brought into the program, and I think that's always what we're here for, is making sure that our students are welcomed into our doors and that there aren't any bottlenecks for them getting the skills and the knowledge that they come to our institutions for. So I am in full support of this for that reason. And also I do appreciate the careful negotiations and partnership that we have with the Pennington Foundation and the seller of this property. So I will open it up for a motion to adopt the purchase resolution, adopt the resolution of finance, and adopt the reimbursement resolution as part of this agenda item.
Susan Breger, for the record, I make a motion to accept the full package for item number 7, as stated by Chair Carvalho.
Thank you.
I'll second that, Regent Goodman.
Thank you. So I have a motion from Regent Brager and a second from Regent Goodman. Any other discussion? I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. We'll move on to item number 7, authorization. Item number 8, Bollenbacher Family Trust Endowment Gift for Truckee Meadows Community College. President Alexander.
Thank you once again, Chair Carvalho, Regent Brager, members of the BFF Committee. My name is once again Jeffrey Alexander. For the record, I come before you today to share news of a wonderful gift and to seek your approval for the creation of an endowment for TMCC student scholarships. In January of this year, Mr. Harold Bollenbacher, a retired businessman and electrician, visited TMCC to personally deliver a generous gift of $500,000 to support our applied technology students and programs. Per his wishes, half of his gift will support renovations at our proposed new Reactor Way building, and a further $100,000 will provide for annual student scholarships, and the final $150,000 will establish the Bollenbacher Family Trust Endowment. Annual earnings from this endowment will provide ongoing scholarship support specifically for students enrolled in applied technology programs. My team and I were humbled by the donor's generosity. Per the Board of Regents Handbook, Title 4, Chapter 10, Sections 9.2 and 9.3G, gifts to an endowment and gifts that exceed $100,000 must be accepted by the Board. Therefore, I respectfully request your acceptance of this $150,000 gift to TMCC from Mr. Harold Bollenbacher and to establish the Bollenbacher Family Trust Endowment. Thank you, Chair Carvalho. I will gladly take any questions.
Thank you, President Alexander. I'll open it up for committee discussion or motion.
Susan Brager, for the record, if there's no discussion, I think it would just, first of all, thank you to the family that has been so generous to you. I would make a motion for acceptance.
Thank you, Regent Brager, for that motion. Is there a second? Thank you, Regent Goycochea, for that second. I will just echo Regent Brager and say thank you very much for the Bollenbacher family's generosity to TMCC. Any other discussion? Yes, Regent Goodman.
And I also just wanted to reiterate, I think it's so important for us to thank these wonderful families that are giving money to our institutions and supporting them. So thank you to the Bollenbacher family as well, and congratulations, President Alexander.
Thank you. Thank you, Regent Goodman.
Thank you. At this time, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you so much. Item number 9, listing leasing agreement for commercial property for Truckee Meadows Community College. President Alexander.
Hello again, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Brager, and members of the BFF Committee. Jeffrey Alexander, for the record, I come before you today to request approval of a new listing and leasing agreement for TMCC's commercial property located at 5250 Neal Road in Reno, which we call our Meadowood campus. Our current leasing agent has retired, and the existing agreement is set to expire on June 20th of this year. Under Title 4, Chapter 10, Section 3 of the Board of Regents Handbook, commission-based agreements of this nature require board approval, and this agreement will permit the college to sign new and continuing leases with our Meadowood office tenants. Without an approved agreement in place, TMCC risks delays in lease renewals, potential tenant attrition, and lost revenue at a property that contributes to the college's financial health. We respectfully request your approval of our new listing and leasing agreement with the Reno-based firm Logic Commercial Real Estate, which will ensure continuity of leasing operations and full compliance with board policy. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, President Alexander. I'll open it up to the committee.
I'd like to move to approve.
Thank you, Regent Goodman, for that motion. Is there a second?
A second from Susan Brager.
Thank you, Regent Brager. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? My motion carries. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho and members of the committee.
All right, moving to item number 10, new business. Are there any suggested items for new business for consideration at a future meeting? Great. Hearing none, I will open up public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Las Vegas?
There is no public comment in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here at UNR? Seeing none, SCS, is there any public comment on the phone?
No callers at this time, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much. So at this time, I will adjourn this meeting at 9:45.